Matt Greenwood back on KJF speaking to Mike Hutchison. He is the Windsor girls soccer coach as they get ready for the 2019 spring season. And, well, they lost a lot of players, but they've also kept a lot of players. A lot of players coming back that are sophomores that had strong freshman seasons on the varsity squad. And those names, Coach, I'll just throw them out there for our listeners. Jordan Kalinske, Maddie Gillick, Symphony Shadrowski. Those are sophomores coming back for you. And then you've got Piper Montgomery, who was a freshman goalkeeper who had 7 shutouts in 8 of her wins, now a sophomore this year. And as you told me before we started this interview, much better having, you know, played at least a year of soccer now under her belt. So, Coach, you got some good pieces with your goalkeeper situation, some goal scorers. So let's kind of break down. I guess let's start with the goalkeeper, Piper Montgomery, and kind of her transition from her freshman to sophomore season, what you've kind of seen from her.
I think she's much more comfortable in the goal, coming out, cutting down angles. I think she's doing a really good job on the low balls through the corners, really being able to get out and extend out and make those plays out at the out at her fingertips, where maybe last year it was a little more mechanical with her diving, and maybe sometimes it was a little slower to get down. And she looks much quicker to those balls this year, and she's doing a good job of cutting down the angles. And then the higher balls, being a catcher for our softball team, she's already good at the higher balls that are up, you know, waist and higher. So I think she's worked on that. And I think just our overall concept of when to come out, when to challenge the shooters, that whole feel for that is just much improved. And Coach Mike Alvarado has done a great job working with her to really bring her along, and I think she's ready to have a big year for us.
All right, very cool. And Coach, as you know, being involved in soccer for a very long time, that a strong goalkeeper needs a good back line as well in front of her. And I know you were telling me a little bit that you lost some girls that could drop back and play a good defense for you. But, hey, I mean, Carrie Vagley is a name that, you know, when I called a game for you guys last year, I probably said it about 50 times, if not a little bit more, throughout the process of a game. And that's because she stands out and she's a good one for you, and certainly someone that I'm sure Piper Montgomery is happy to still have in front of her.
Yeah, Carrie does a great job for us. She gets a thankless job of covering the other team's best forward. And so obviously the other team is trying to focus on getting that person the ball, and she does a great job. And we put her on an island. I mean, she marks them one-on-one with a little help from our sweeper at times, but she doesn't need that help very often. And that's important, because then we don't have to have an extra person back on defense. We can put that extra resource into our transition game in the midfield, and it really helps us control the middle of the field, which helps us transition into our offense and also helps us that first line of defense when the other team's trying to transition out of their back end. But she does a great job for us, and, you know, she really takes it personal, her 1v1 marking assignment. And, she, you know, you're going to get beat once in a while, but she doesn't get frustrated. She doesn't get down on herself. We just talk about, you know, what happened in that one or two instances a game, and she works on it and improves. And she's been a very good player for us in this being her fourth year starting on varsity.
Coach, I know when it comes to, like, the upper ranks, when it comes to captainizing someone, it's usually there's one captain and then there's, like, an AC, an assistant captain. And for you, I don't know if you know, like to put those labels on some of your girls, but if you do, what does the letter C or the letters AC, what do they need to represent for Windsor soccer this year?
For us, the captains need to be people that are setting the tone and the example on a daily basis. If they're a quiet person, I never ask them to be anything more than what they are. But, you know, during drills, during practice, they should be the ones that are first to everything. They should be going 100 miles an hour the whole time. And then during games, they're the ones that need to step up in the toughest moments. anybody can step up when you're beating somebody 6-0. But in those 1-1 games, in those games when you're losing 1-0 and you're trying to get that goal back to tie it, they're the ones that I expect to lead the charge and kind of bring everybody else up to their level, you know, mentally and physically. And I think we actually have 4 this year. Carrie does a great job with that. This is her second year. And then the 3 other captains, Sam Sabatino, who missed most of last year with a broken kneecap, is a captain. Maddie Gillick, who is a sophomore but has a lot of respect from her teammates and a great knowledge of the game, is one. And then Alyssa Wiesner, who's a wing midfielder for us and is a junior, is also another captain for us. And I think they've really done a good job of setting the tone and the tempo in our practices so far, and I think they're ready to lead the way once we start playing on Monday.
All right, very cool. Let's talk about your offense. I think that's the only other thing we haven't really touched on. You get Bailey Peters, who led your team in goals last year with 15, and you also get Jordan Kalinske back. Kalinske had 10 goals for you last season, so 65 points between the two of them. If you add in the assists there as well. So offensively, it looks like you've got quite a considerable talent there.
Yeah. Bailey, one of the things that's really a strong point for her is she's strong with both of her feet. She can play either wing or in the middle, but generally I like to keep her out on the wing. So that helps me move around matchups. And, you know, she's got some good moves, one-on-one moves, and I think they're even better this year. And you couple that with the ability to then separate herself and shoot with either foot, I think she's setting herself up for a very good year. I think the thing that she sees better now, she sees the field better as far as her passing, her assists up the field, away from the goal, getting the ball, getting rid of it, moving off the ball, and then getting it back. I think she does a better job with that. And so that may be something that doesn't show up in the stats, but eventually it will, because it's going to lead to more opportunities for her in the offense. And then Jordan actually scored those 10 goals as a wing mid last year. She played great defense for us and then was opportunistic on transitions and did a good job of intercepting passes in the defensive end and scoring a couple goals for us. I think this year we're going to play her in the wing mid, but we're also going to play her as a center forward. So I think she has even more opportunity to get on the score sheet for us. She is coming off of a hip procedure where she didn't play for her club team in the fall and has been at physical therapy throughout the winter. So I may have to keep her minutes down a little bit the first couple of weeks of the season. But I think as we progress through the season, she should be the workhorse for us that she was last year, but should have even more opportunities offensively with her time in the center forward position.
All right, yeah, makes perfect sense. Ease her back into it, of course. That's what you want to do. And Symphony Shadrowski is another goal scorer for you. 8 goals last year, 1 assist, 17 points total for you. And just to throw out more numbers for those listening, 3 game-winning goals for Jordan Kalinske. So I think for a freshman to see that at least 3 of her goals made a major impact, were the difference in a win for you guys, is certainly something that can help her out in her sophomore campaign. Coach,
yeah.
As you look at your schedule and the district, what are your thoughts on this season and the toughness level of districts?
Well, you know, I think for our season, I think we have a similar schedule to last year. I think the Fox tournament, they've upgraded the teams we're playing against. So we're starting off with a difficult schedule with St. Pius and Notre Dame. And I think we play a fairly difficult schedule throughout to help us prepare for districts. And I mean, our goal, you know, every year is to win districts. We were 2 minutes away from that last year. And I think that really sits with the girls that were here last year that, you know, we were that close to a district championship. And Hillsborough was just able to make a play and we weren't. And I think they feel like, you know, that when that time comes, they're going to take advantage of the opportunity this year. And so that's what we're hoping for. Obviously, Hillsborough is a very good team, and they bring back a lot of seniors this year, including Abby Schott, who scored that game-winning goal. So it'll be no easy task for us, but I think, you know, the girls have really put in a lot of preparation in the winter and are doing a good job here in the spring, getting ready to put ourselves in position. And that's all you can do is give yourself a chance at that opportunity, and then hopefully you can take advantage of it when it comes.
All right. Well, Coach Hutchison, thank you so much for your time and giving us a little insight to your team. It sounds like it should be an incredible year for you guys. And of course, Hillsborough expected to do some great things in Class 3. So certainly looking forward to keeping up with you and them and just girls soccer in this area as a whole. So, again, thank you for your time, Coach, and best of luck this year.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Mike Hutchison. He is the Windsor girls soccer head coach joining us here today on KJEF.